Dear friends in Christ, and Paul asked if I would fill in for doing a sermon this Sunday. I'm not really adept at giving sermons, but as my fourth oldest brother says, sometimes even a blind squirrel will find a nut. So I decided I would give it a try. I was reading the lessons, and I was hunting for a theme of some kind that was common to all three lessons. The thing that was common in the first two lessons was that Christ had always been and is always watching over us in heaven or from the spiritual world. The third lesson to me then confirms the other two lessons when Jesus states, "My kingdom is not from this world." Another aspect to these lessons, though, is that as humans, as we see in the first two lessons, we have a large capacity to experience the spiritual world. Consider the immensity of the vision of Daniel. Wow, there's a lot going on there. An ancient one, a fiery throne, 10,000 angels. That's a lot of stuff to be experienced in Daniel's mind. Or consider the magnitude of John's vision in Revelations, with seven spirits and Christ coming with the clouds. I really don't think I have the capacity for a spiritual vision this great. I do, however, have the ability to recognize Christ in my life. It reminds me of a song from Sunday school back at First Lutheran in Brookings, South Dakota. The end of this song went, "Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus." I am sure I have the spiritual capacity for this. I have to write everything down. One thing I have noticed, though, is that Jesus comes into our heart at about the same time that Jesus goes out. Our struggle then is to let Jesus out of our hearts and into the world, even though because of fear and uncertainties, we may try to hold Jesus in. Therefore, let's give the love of Christ to a world that is desperate to get it, because we know it is a very big love. Thanks be to God. Amen.